calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
80534.
Repeat that for me, please.
80534.
What's the first numbers? I can't understand.
8.
8 what, please?
80534.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. Your first and last name, please.
Cheryl Hepburn.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. Okay. Thank you. And spell the first and last name.
S-H-E-R-Y-L. Hepburn. H-E-P-B-U-R-N.
I'm so sorry. Spell that last name again. Just say it.
Hepburn.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'm not. Let me confirm again. The zip code. It is 80534.
Yes.
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 Okay, I'm not seeing your name. That's why I'm asking. Okay, let's see here.
What's the name of your company?
So we're a third-party call center. We represent many companies. Okay? So
okay,
go ahead, ma'am. I'm listening.
On this internet, it said KitchenAid. Then I typed in my 4 questions, and it said that I won a KitchenAid mixer.
Oh, okay. So you haven't put in an order?
No. I'm
oh,
just
okay.
Responding to you. Hopefully I won.
So, yeah, we are not, we're definitely not any contest. We are post order.
Okay, your phone number was down there, so I called.
I see. Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. So, yeah, so we're post order.
I don't want to put
order.
All this, it wanted all my information on my tablet, but I hate doing that because I don't know who's going to get it.
Right. Yeah, we're post order. We are post order.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer
support. You think
this
is legit?
All I know is that if you have to read the terms and conditions to just make sure things are right and you know the full offer of the thing. So just make sure you always read terms and conditions. Don't just put in your money, you know?
Yeah, really. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Okay. Bye-bye.